Sharon Janes had some good advice for a group of women who had just been on a meaningful spiritual retreat.
You go home, and if you want to serve God today, if you want to walk out everything you've learned this weekend, you go home and love your husband. Because our marriages are set up to be living examples of Christ in the church. And when you love your husbands, you're loving Christ.
Happy Independence Day. This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss. Here's Nancy.
We're talking this week with Sharon Janes, who's the Vice President of Proverbs 31 Ministries. Sharon is a kindred spirit, and I love the burden that God has put on her heart for women to live out biblical principles of what it looks like to be a woman of God. Sharon, welcome back to Revive Our Hearts.
Thank you, Nancy. It's great to be here.
Sharon, you've written a number of books, a book called Being a Great Mom, Raising Great Kids, and I know a lot of our listeners will be interested in knowing more about that. But you're a speaker, a conference speaker. You have a daily radio program, and the Lord is using you in such significant ways to get this message out. I'm so grateful for that. We've been talking about seven principles that you've drawn out of Proverbs chapter 31, that great Old Testament passage on what a virtuous wife looks like, and you've reduced it kind of to seven principles which form the basis for your entire Proverbs 31 ministries. In our last conversation, we looked at the first principle, which is so foundational. It has to do with having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, tell us what the second principle is.
Well, the second principle is that the Proverbs 31 woman loves, honors, and respects her husband as leader of the home.
So we move from our relationship with Christ, which is so important, so foundational, the starting place. And then the next place as we look at Proverbs 31, we move is to the relationship of marriage.
And, you know, the order of that is no accident. We really believe that first and foremost, we have to have our relationship with Jesus Christ at the top. And then second is our relationship with our husband. Above all other people in our lives, even above our children, that relationship with our husband has to be second in importance.
And that means that if you're having problems in your marriage, the place to start tackling those problems is probably not with the marriage, it's with your relationship with Jesus Christ. Make sure that that relationship is right if you want to deal with the issues in your marriage.
Exactly.
So help us understand from a biblical standpoint, because that's our authority, why we ought to view the husband as the leader of the home.
Let me tell you what one lady said. She said she browsed our website and she came across those seven principles. And she said, I was just wondering that in this day and age, don't you think it's a little silly to promote antiquated ideas such as the Proverbs 31 woman loves, honors, and respects her husband as leader of the home? You know, women have made a huge transformation over the past 100 years, in case you weren't paying attention. And of course, in our society, men no longer are always the head of the household. Well, she went on to give many popular ideas that are out today that men aren't necessarily to be the head of the home. I think it might be fun for me to read the response that we wrote back to her. We assured her that these weren't just antiquated ideas, that it goes back further than that. It goes all the way back to the beginning of time, to the principles that God set up for a husband and a wife. And Lisa Turkhurst is my radio partner, also wrote back to her, and she said, as far as me personally, I wish I had more time in the kitchen, because she made some references about women always being in the kitchen. She said, but I'm too busy at this point in my life. I've done everything I ever dreamed of doing. I've traveled the world speaking to thousands, written books, met every professional goal I ever aspired to meet, and I have to tell you, nothing has brought my life more fulfillment than serving God, being a wife who respects her husband as leader of the home, and raising three godly children. That's my story, and the story of thousands of other women we've encouraged.
Now, some women would say, well, Sharon and Lisa, your partner, you must have godly husbands, and you both do, and that's a great blessing. And if I had a godly husband who was worthy of being the leader of our home, then I could love, honor, and respect him. But you don't know my husband. And Sharon, I have to tell you, we get a lot of heartbreaking letters and emails here at Revive Our Hearts from women who are pouring out their hearts about their husband's alcoholism, the violence, the lack of a heart for the Lord. Is she still supposed to love, honor, and respect her husband as the leader of her home? And how does she do that?
Well, I'm not going to say it's easy. Hmm. I'm sure it's very difficult. And Scripture does give us some promises, though. Scripture encourages us that when we are godly women around our unbelieving husbands, that many husbands will come to Christ because of that. In the book that we have been talking about that's based on the seven principles, I have an example of a woman that she wrote us and talked about how difficult it was to live with this man who was not a godly man. And when she got our newsletter each month, she read all the articles except the ones on marriage. She said, I cannot deal with articles talking about how to love this man when he's so unlovable. Well, Nancy, they ended up in divorce court. She started to eventually read these articles, and what she saw was not necessarily that the problem was with him, but the problem was with her, and that she wasn't being a godly woman, a woman who would serve this man no matter what. And so she made a commitment that she was going to go back and ask her husband to come back home. She started taking the articles from the newsletter and pasting them around her home and in her van to remind her of what a godly woman was supposed to be like. Well, the man did come back home, and then she wrote another letter, and the man did come to Christ, and they were both baptized together. Now, that's not going to happen at every point.
Right.
But you know, there are other verses in the Bible where when Jesus was at the Last Supper and he took off his outer garment, he wrapped that towel around his waist, and he began to wash his disciples' feet, the mud and the dust and the muck and the mire off of their feet. And then he said, I'm doing this for you because I want you to serve one another. God's telling us to be servants, to serve one another. And I know of no other person I would rather serve more than that man that God has placed in my life. And, you know, sometimes we feel like, I just cannot love him today. I cannot love this man today. And Jesus would whisper to us, but can you love me? You know what? If you love him today, you will be loving me by serving him. And what a picture that is for me. I remember one time I was speaking at a retreat, and I sat down, and it had been a retreat, so I'd been there all weekend. I felt like I'd said everything I needed to say, and what God showed me is that these women had been falling in love with Jesus all weekend. They were going to go home, and there were many of them who were going home to husbands who didn't believe. And what man can compete with Jesus Christ? I mean, that would have been very difficult. It is very difficult for unbelieving husbands to feel like they're so far on the back burner when they have a woman who's passionate about her relationship with God. But I told them, you go home, and if you want to serve God today, if you want to walk out everything you've learned this weekend, you go home and love your husband, because our marriages are set up to be living examples of Christ in the church. And when you love your husbands, you're loving Christ.
And Sharon, have you ever found that it's easier to love at times the people you're ministering to, the people outside your home, the people you meet at conferences, people in your workplace? Sometimes it's harder to go back into your own home and be a lover and a servant and a giver to your own husband.
It is. You know, I read verses like, bear one another's burdens, or I might read another verse about loving someone and serving someone, and a friend's face will come to mind. And isn't that incredible that it's not our husband's faces that are coming to mind?
Sharon, you've written about this principle of the godly woman loving, honoring, and respecting her husband as the head of the home. And you've quoted a verse, Ephesians 5:33, that's very familiar to many women. But you quoted it in the amplified paraphrase of the Bible, which makes it read just a little differently. And I want to ask you to read that verse. And as you do, I want to encourage our listeners to be asking themselves, is this the way that I treat my husband? Why don't you read that verse, Ephesians 5:33.
And let the wife see that she respects and reveres her husband, that she notices him, regards him, honors him, prefers him, venerates and esteems him, and that she defers to him, praises him, and loves him and admires him exceedingly.
Wow.
I know, you know, and I went back and I wrote down all those words there, and then I thought, do I respect or do I show contempt to my husband? Do I notice my husband? Or do I ignore my husband? Do I admire him? Or do I ridicule him?
And I want to encourage those of our listeners who are married, why don't you take some moments and hold up your marriage, your relationship with your husband, to the mirror of God's word that we've just seen. And for some, it may just seem impossible to apply those words. But I want to tell you, if God has commanded you to reverence your husband,
God can give you by the power of His Holy Spirit the grace to do what seems impossible. And it may be, as Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 3, that spirit that you have towards your mate that actually draws his heart to want to know Christ.
That's Nancy Lee DeMoss talking with Sharon Janes about how important it is for us to love our husbands. Whenever we do a program like this, we get so many letters from wives who are in bleak situations. If that's you, Nancy will pray with you in just a minute. A team at our ministry will pray for you too if you write us with your request. You can send your letter to our new address. You might want to write this new address down. It's Revive Our Hearts, P.O. Box 2000, Niles, Michigan, 49120. Again, that's Revive Our Hearts, P.O. Box 2000, Niles, Michigan, 49120. You can also send us an email when you visit reviveourhearts.com. A listener from New Jersey recently did that. We don't gear our program to men, but many do listen, including Rocco. He emailed and said, "Thank you for your radio ministry. Even though it's intended for women, God's universal truths shine through your teaching. Not only do I get convicted of my own sin, but also more importantly, I get an opportunity to learn about the spiritual aspects of my wife's walk. The Lord has used your teaching to show me how to be a better spiritual leader in my marriage. Thank you for keeping your hands at the plow and staying focused on Him. P.S. I finally figured out after hearing the song at our church for the first time that your theme song is actually the old hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Have a laugh on me. I'm a slow learner." You can email about marriage, conviction, or our theme music by visiting reviveourhearts.com. You can donate online as well. Donations from our listeners allow us to get into the cars and homes of people like Rocco. Tomorrow, Sharon Janes will inspire moms to accept their role as a high and holy calling. Now, let's pray with Nancy.
Father, I want to pray for every one of our listeners who is married. And I know some of them happily married and married to godly men. And I pray that they would appreciate what it is that you've given them and that they would look for even more opportunities to love and honor and respect the men that you have given to them. And then I want to pray for what I know is true of many of our listeners who have husbands who are not walking with you, who are disobedient to you in some way. And Lord, I know for some of these women, it is so hard to be faithful to your word, to love and honor and respect the husband that you have given to them. So I pray that you would encourage and strengthen their hearts, that you would show them that there is grace available to be true to your word. I pray that they will be willing to obey you regardless of the cost, and that they will be willing to demonstrate to their husband the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. Lord, I know this is not easy. It's impossible to love that way apart from your love. But by the power of your indwelling Holy Spirit, it really is possible, and we pray that it would be true in every marriage. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.